And now it's time to play Good Thing, Bad Thing. Because every story has a flip side. Should scientists have to ask for permission to study blood samples you gave at the doctor's office, or for a different study you already consented to years ago? Right now, they don't have to, but the Obama administration is proposing some new rules for how scientific research treats human subjects and these kinds of secondary uses of biospecimens. And under the proposed rules, researchers would have to get consent every time they reused your samples. What do scientists think? A report by the National Academies of Science, Engineering, and Medicine is calling for the administration to scrap the proposal entirely and start over. Why would scientists be against more consent? Here with some insights is my guest, Holly Fernandez Lynch, Executive Director of the Petrie Flom Center for Health Law Policy, Biotechnology, and Bioethics at Harvard Law School. Welcome to Science Friday.
Thank you for having me.
So what is it exactly is the rule change the government is proposing?
So just as you explained, when there are leftover specimens, leftover from blood drawn at the doctor's office or leftover from research that you participated in previously, as long as those specimens don't have any identifiers about you still attached to them, researchers are currently allowed to use them for whatever purposes they would like without going back to you to get your consent. And what's being proposed to be changed now is saying it doesn't matter if those specimens have been de-identified. We're still going to require researchers to get your consent before using them.
So what's go ahead. Go ahead. I just wanted to know, so what's the good and the bad about this?
So the good, what the government has said in proposing this rule change is, well, people don't know how their specimens are being used, and if we fail to tell them, we're going to lose trust in the research enterprise. And trust is really important for the Cancer Moonshot and the Precision Medicine Initiative, and so we really ought to be telling people what we're doing with their specimens. So that's sort of the justification that's been put forth. The bad is a couple of things, in my view. One, what the government is proposing to require is not specific informed consent every time your samples get used over again. Instead, what they're proposing is broad consent at the time the specimen is collected, so that you would say to the patient, okay, we've collected this specimen. Whenever there's something left over, we're going to give it to researchers and they can do what they want with it. Now, that's not really so protective of individual autonomy, right? Because you don't know, as the patient, exactly how your specimens are going to be used. And so it doesn't, for people who think consent is important, the broad consent that's been proposed doesn't go far enough. The other problem with it from the scientist's perspective is that requiring consent in this way can actually be quite damaging to biospecimen research going forward, because it's not that easy to collect consent and track it going forward. It's going to be quite expensive to do that. There'll be all sorts of logistical concerns for institutions and what for research institutions, and what may end up happening is that the institutions that are more poorly resourced are not going to ask consent. Instead, they're just going to say, forget it. We're not going to make those samples available for research. And that can end up biasing the samples that become available for research purposes going forward.
Is there a middle ground somewhere, something that you might suggest?
There is. So I actually sit on a government advisory panel. I'm not speaking on their behalf, but one of the things that we recommended was public education about how specimens are being used. It makes a lot of sense that people are confused. We're not telling them about this. And so, you know, we think that there's a responsibility for researchers and institutions to explain the value of biospecimen research, how low risk it is, and help people, you know, become aware of the social benefit of this research. That's one thing. Another step.
I've got
short
about 30
of
seconds, so yeah. We can get them in there.
Short of requiring actual consent would be an option to opt out of having your specimens be used if you're opposed to it. And then the last thing to do would be to punish people who are nefariously re-identifying specimens. That's something that's not currently part of the regulations or law, and it would be an important protection to add.
Thank you very much. Holly Fernandez-Lynch is at the Harvard Law School of Biotechnology and Bioethics.